It's almost Thanksgiving in the United States, and we welcome everyone from all over the world to join our Thanksgiving, because it's always good to be grateful. It's almost another really important day for me, because it was on November the 23rd, 1991, that I first experienced the great light from when I entered the beautiful valley and saw the figure of Yeshua that would become the Lamb and the Lion. That would be 24 years ago, Monday. So this is always an emotional and somewhat sentimental time of year for me. I'm just always immersed in the original love and energy that I felt at that time that I would be privileged to carry forward into many forms of service and creation. And I welcome all of you to the blessing today that we give in His name through the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. And now is your time, if you would like to speak, to ask for a blessing, or to offer gratitude, or just feedback on what you have experience from your blessing, anything you would like to share with the community. This is your time for another 5 or 6 minutes while we're waiting for everyone to arrive. It's *6 and then press 1. And I'll be looking all over the board to see who's come on. And we're always having more people come on this time. Hi, there is a BJ Smith, and hi, BJ.
Yeah, Glenda, this is BJ in Amarillo, and I just want to thank you for what you do for so many of us. It really is appreciated and heartfelt, and I would like to ask for a blessing for my brother Kent, who is in Boise, Idaho, in ICU, struggling for his life.
Oh, my goodness. Look, what is his name?
His name is Kent.
Kent. Okay,
yes.
I've got Kent on my list right now, and he's in Boise, Idaho.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much.
And we will put him on Yeshua's list. I'm sure the Spirit of God is already with him, but we're going to put special attention on it.
Thank you, Glenda, so much. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you too, BJ. And I'm just going to scroll through our board and see if anybody else wanted to come on and ask for a blessing or, yes, let's see. Gina, hi, you're on. Well, something happened when I clicked your button, so just push back in and I'll pick you up on my next round through. I don't know why that happened, but here we go. We have Elizabeth Grant, hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth in New York. I'd just like to ask for a blessing for my friend Roy Howard, who is in a hospice care in the last weeks of his life, getting ready to make his transition. And I'd just like a blessing for him to help him ease through this transition into the next place he's going.
No, we will do that. We will most definitely do that. And actually, I love being with people who are about to make a transition so I can catch a glimpse of where they're going.
Right.
Sometimes I'm actually jealous, even though I love my life and wouldn't be anywhere else. Oh my goodness, I don't see death as a dark passage. I see it as an opportunity to move into the light. And, I think the best thing we can offer those who are going through that is to keep them in the light so that they are released of their fear and regrets about what they didn't accomplish in this life. Because compared to what lies ahead of us, it's all going to seem very, very small. And Gina, you've made it back on. Hi, dear.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say that I'm grateful for you, and I love you and appreciate what you do for everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. I love you, too, and everyone else. And isn't it wonderful to be able to feel the love inside yourself and know that just by radiating that love, you're making a difference in the world?
Yes.
That's what I so enjoy helping people to do, because we can't always go out and fix a problem. We see people struggling and suffering and sometimes just being downright unhappy and feeling punished by life. And you know, Yeshua walked on the earth, he saw the same thing. And he couldn't fix it in the sense of going out and fixing a person's problem, because there were so many reasons why a person might have made the choices they made and might need to live through some of those consequences so that they learn not to make those choices again. But he was a light in the world. He was a presence in the world that changed the opportunities in our world for everyone. And that's what we are slowly by slowly learning as we receive his blessings on Sunday. We're realizing that we can make better choices in our life and having the courage to do so. So thanks, Gina, for just sharing and speaking up. We love hearing from our community, and we're just about at the 10-minute mark. If anybody else wants to say something, that's okay. I'm here for you. And I know that others actually do appreciate hearing a friendly voice that's experiencing what they're experiencing, because that makes it all so much more real. This is why it's not enough to love God. We have to love one another as well. Because you know what we discover when we love one another? We discover that somebody else has experienced what we've been through or similar challenges, and they made it through. We discover more strength. And then also, we get to live vicariously through their life. We may never be able to climb a mountain, but somebody else has, and we can find out what it's like. We might never be able to water ski or do deep sea diving, but we can meet somebody who has, and especially it's wonderful when they love what they did and we can feel the love. There was a passage in my conversations with Yeshua when I said, Yeshua, it seems like a lot of people think they have to come back and live again and again and again until they've done everything. And that there's some kind of mandate that we have to do everything in order to be a complete person. And he said, you only have to do what you love. You only have to be the love that you are. Now, he said, for some people, that's a long journey, because some people are trying awfully hard to discover their life in the external world. And to the degree that you're trying to discover it in the external world, you will have to go out and do a lot of things. And these weren't his words. It's just my thought right now. You know, you might have to kiss a lot of frogs. But I know I made him chuckle, because he has a great sense of humor, and he always chuckled when I would say something silly like that. So that's for you, Yeshua. That's in remembrance of all the frogs we girls had to kiss before we found our prince. And figuratively speaking, of course, we do that about many things in our life, careers, avocations, hobbies, and all that sort of thing. I notice we have two more people on the call, and I think I'm going to go, even though we're a little past our 10-minute mark, I'm going to go ahead and take them, because it's good to have community. And here's someone from area code 914. Don't have a name, but you're on.
Carrie Ferraro.
Hello.
Hi, thank you, Glenda. I'm calling for prayers for community, for everybody. There's so many people whose wife is sick with cancer, and, you know, for her and for him and what they're going through. And that's Andrew and Sandra. And then there's Tony Woodruff with money and letting go of father and grandfather generational issues that, you know, he's got with him now, you know, that he's dealing with himself, like to let go of that and to be free of that and use gifts and talents and passions to make a difference with everybody and expand love. And then there's Greg and was hit by a car in New York and flown and thrown and he's in so much pain in his physical body and his brain and his body and, you know, for healing and whatever else there is to do, but he's got so much love in his heart that just radiates through his eyes. So just wherever everybody's stuck, and then his significant other, Aleda, and the family that they have, and just get strength and courage for her and wisdom and everything for, you know, just for everybody's moving forward and so-called the healing processes, or whatever there is for us to let go of that barriers that you were talking about last week. You know, and myself is physical and emotional and financial and also the same thing. It's almost like, I don't have a relationship with my son and see him. We had a horrific divorce custody and he's 27 and doesn't seem to want anything to do with me or is not able to, and his father passed now. So there's a state inheritance and financial and people he has to report to, and I'm not too, you know, and keeping him away from me might be part of it. So there's like, and then there's the people that are leaders and praying for them for leadership, for goodness, you know, for the expanding love and light for everybody. And, you know, family separation and family fights and arguments and hatred, you know, committed that my aunt was 88. It's freedom from that and with her family. So like what you said, the freedom when they go to pass, you know, and that's part of my commitment too, besides everybody that passed to the other side. So, you know, and also for me as leadership and community, and I'm praying for everybody else that.
Oh my goodness, you are such a love, and your very life is a living prayer. Thank you so much for sharing your prayer, and we will take all of the hopes and dreams and cares and compassion in your heart and turn it into a living prayer for them today. How does that sound?
It sounds wonderful, and financial part for everybody is all in there too, right?
Okay, we'll include that too. And thank you, darling. Thank you, love. For all that you've offered, and we will remember. And we take this one last call from area code 858, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy in Fallbrook, California.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to add my friend Lori, her celebration of life is 1 o'clock today, and just to keep her in our thoughts and prayers, and also to let you all have a visual picture whenever I listen to the blessing call and the weather permits, I lie in my hammock and my big yellow lab wants to get up in the hammock and share it with me.
It's the only time
he gets up in the hammock is when he hears your voice.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, how sweet. Give him a scratch behind the head for me, okay?
I will.
And Glenda loves him, but it's really Yeshua he's cuddling up to.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye, sweetie. And thanks for sharing your life and letting us into your heart. You know, I think it's such a privilege when people allow us an invitation into their heart. And that's why we open up the community. That's why we share. That's why we join. Because how often do you really let people in your heart? That's a big question. And it's something you can't answer right now, but in your prayers, in your meditation, in the next week and months and years, ask yourself, am I really, really letting people into my heart? Am I actually able to share life with one another? Am I actually able to be in their heart? I think one of the reasons we don't is because we see all the hurt, all the suffering, all the pain, and we don't want to bring it in. And so we put a protective shield around ourselves. And you don't have to bring in the hurt in order to bring the love of others into your heart. And here's how it starts. Here's how it basically works. My heart and mind are on that a lot right now, because today, in the fourth session of our webinar, it's all about the love that you are. And it all begins with understanding that there's a core love, a ray of light, a little burning candle inside each one of us that has been there from the day you were born. And that little core light in your heart is love. It's the love that you are. It's what you felt as a little child when you would reach out and want to be held or fed. Anyone could have just literally harmed you or terminated your life when you were a tiny infant. And yet somehow you knew they wouldn't. You reached out with total and complete trust to be bathed, to be fed, to be held, to be cuddled, to be loved. You let people in. And not only that, you would cuddle up inside their heart and they fell in love with you. And that's what Yeshua was talking about when he said, you must come as a little child. And that is to trust yourself, to love one another, to let down these barriers. As I was starting to say when I took another call, we can't always change predicaments that we see in the world. Sometimes we can really contribute to a better way, a better opportunity. We can make contributions to things we believe in that we know are going to make a better world for other people, and that's a good thing to do. We make tithes to the works of God. That's a good thing to do. We help our friends. That's a good thing to do. But there's still much we're not going to be able to literally, physically change. What we do change, what we can change, is to be this burning, shining light in the world. This is what Yeshua told us to do. This burning, shining light in the world that becomes a beacon of hope for others, that others want to have you in their heart. You know what? When others take you into their heart, the light that you are, the love that you are, helps their heart be stronger. It helps their heart be more joyful. You've given yourself as a gift of light. You've given yourself as a gift to the world. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. There's so many different stories about Christmas that we could tell, and I will share as we get closer to it, about the life of Christ, his birth, the life of Mary, the wise men who came, what do all the stories mean, and say even St. Nicholas and the original Santa Claus and how that all came about. But the one thing that is consistent in all the stories and in the life of Yeshua, carried forward by the life of the apostles and the saints and the teachers and the wonder workers and the light givers and the love givers and the healers, is they gave to one another the gift of their life. The gift. It could all be summarized in two words. The gift. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas, is the gift. First of all, the gift of our love. Just be in prayer. Every day between now and Christmas, offer a prayer of love to your friends, your family, the world, especially to the children, and to those who are about to make a transition, that they may follow the light and be expecting to receive the greatest love they have ever known. Give a gift of love to those who are in pain, who think they have lost the last ray of hope in this world. Give it to them in a prayer. And then give them light. Why give light? So that we can see, so that we have more hope, so that we can look further down the road and see that even though things may feel dark today, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. Even in the darkest night, there are stars in the sky. And we remember that everything cycles, and tomorrow the sun will come up. And then, remember to give yourself the gift of your own love and receive the love of God, the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, the love of your guardian angel, and the love of the people in your world that love you so much. Don't ever underestimate the value of their love. Yeshua said for us to love one another, not just God, but to love one another, because it reminds us that we're not alone, and it gives us an example of how when we love one another, we become stronger. And when there are many joined in love, we become very strong, and we can change the world through our love of one another. Now, this may sound like a commercial, but I don't mean it to be at all, because I could just send out an email, but I do want to remind you that we have the most wonderful gifts for Christmas, because they're gifts of love. And don't forget to give whatever you give for Christmas, if it's only a card or good wishes or a telephone call, a hug, a smile, a handshake at a party with someone you haven't been particularly friendly with. Give a gift of love and go through our website. It's full of gifts of love. What about Christ sent? One of the greatest gifts of love I ever created. And that was out of my dedication. Now, he created the value. Of course, I wrote the book, and I had the audacity to be there asking him questions. Of course, that's just the way I am. And he had the grace to answer. But the book, Love Without End, if it's changed your life, it may change someone else's life. If you know someone who loves Love Without End, give them the guidebook to study it deeper. What wonderful presents these are that celebrate his love. And as I said, I so loved being with him, and that aroma was with me for all those days. I worked 10 years to create that fragrance, getting advice from everybody, and nobody could come up with it. And the final ingredient was given to me, actually by my mother, about a week after she made her transition. And we of all the people I know, for sure, she would be working in the gardens of heaven. She was a gardener. And I know she's there in the garden, and probably Gunner's cuddled up under some flowers there. I'm sure he was a flower nut, would smell every flower he came across. and actually inspired me a lot on the road to creating the essential oils. But she gave me that last ingredient when I was at the Grand Canyon and it rained, and I could smell this smell come up from the earth. I had just said goodbye to her, and she bid me farewell from heaven, and I got it. So from her love, Christ's love, all the years of love I spent creating that. There's a lot of love in that, my friends. A lot of love. And there's beautiful decanters that are there. How about tucking in a Christ scent in one of those beautiful, beautiful decanters? And that's just the beginning. And postcards, 50 cents. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get something that could change a person's life. I don't do this very often because this is not my reason for being here on the Blessing Call. My reason is to be here for you and for him and for the world. But I just really felt a little nudge to say something and to include it in our message today. Just because I think the word gift came out so many times. And what we want to do now, the Blessing Givers and I, and most of all, Yeshua, we want to give you a present, the present of a blessing. And we want you to know that as you receive the blessing, it won't end with you. This is why we ask you, after you receive the blessing, to go lie down for at least 10 minutes and assimilate the richness of it all into your body, your heart, your soul, your whole being, because then it will become part of the love that you are, part of your light in the world, and you will become a blessing to others. You may not know it. You may not feel it. You may not even see the results immediately. But you will begin to see the results in the days and the weeks ahead. I've received so many, many letters. Actually, I have to say, I've received more letters about that than I even have about the blessings given into a particular person. And you know why I think that is? It's because we can't see ourselves. To ourselves, it's just like when you were a little kid and you grew up an inch. You didn't see yourself as being taller. Your mom did. And your family might have been like us. We had little markers on the bathroom door, little inch markers where they would mark every time I would grow an inch or two. But I never felt any taller because we're inside being who we are. And if we've gotten over the flu, actually, I think we just, for the most part, take it for granted. And you know why? Because we return to normal, and normal is the way we should be. We notice things when they're wrong. We don't notice things when they're normal. When we go back to normal, when we go back to the way we should be, which is full of light, love, and health, we kind of say, well, yeah, isn't that the way it should be? But when we see changes and improvements around us in the world, we notice that. Just like the way your mom and dad used to put markers maybe on the bathroom door, noting that, wow, I can't believe it. He grew 4 inches this year. So take a note of how you are a blessing to the world and the gift you are making of your life to those around you. Now, I would like to begin with a prayer to Yeshua. And as soon as we're complete, I would like you to start your prayer to him for the next 3 minutes. And any way you choose to pray, some people pray in silence, some with words, some together by holding hands, entirely up to you, your choice, except that let it be through the heart, from the heart, joining with him in the heart. Now let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we thank you first for being with us and for giving us the gift of your life, the gift of your love, your light, your truth, and your wisdom, for pulling us back to the straight line when we stray a little bit, for forgiving us when we know not what we do, for loving us as your brothers and sisters, even when we've forgotten that you are our brother and that you are here for us. We thank you for giving us the wisdom and the courage and the love to love one another, and for admonishing us to love our Creator, our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, who's so great, it's hard to encompass the greatness of God, and yet we can send our love to the one from whom we sprang and know that we are loved in return and replenished by his love. We thank you for being here today to offer us a new blessing. Fill us with joy, with greater sense of confidence, well-being, peace, peace of mind, and fullness of heart, that we may be a blessing to the world and a greater love to those who are privileged to know each one of us. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest and assimilate for at least 7 minutes. God be with you. God bless you. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.